Jazz Fest is looking fat and happy. Yep, as it turns 45, it is definitely getting that middle age spread. But is it aging well? As usual, on the day after Jazz Fest, fans are wondering if the event is getting too big, too expensive, too crowded. Is there even enough jazz? And, most importantly, is it for us or for them? After 4 decades of festing, I have found that the us and the them aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. We talked to some out-of-town festers this year, and they aren't always so different from us. For one thing, most of us agree that Jazz Fest feels a lot more crowded these days. An Australian I met on day one said that this year's first Friday crowd felt as packed as the second Saturday crowd on his first visit. The hashtag inside baseball. London visitor Katie Duncan commented on the crowds, too. By Sunday night, she had noticed that the scene changes from day to day.
It seems like the same people go every year, like it's a real thing. So kind of never going before and knowing like how much it's changed and talking to people there has been quite interesting, because it feels like it's become more touristy, maybe, you know, going on Friday compared to today, felt like Friday the crowd was quite different, actually. I would love to come back and see how it changes again in 5 years and 10 years. And
she probably will. Jazz Fest has always formed a community of its own, and it has little to do with geography. Sham Ecclesiastes has been coming to Jazz Fest with his family since he was a baby. He and his brothers sell their jewelry in the Louisiana marketplace.
If you're not here, you shouldn't be here. It's a great hug it gives you. The city is beautiful. We're from Brooklyn, New York, so it was snowing when we left. It's a certain freedom and appreciation that other festivals don't give you. It's a soul fight.
Neither have I, although I have seen weddings, second lines, speaking in tongues, and one instance of scattering a departed fan's ashes across the grounds. Over the years, I've met many of the Jazz Fest fans who are not from New Orleans, and they all seem to have one thing in common. They wish that they were.
And I feel like I want to move here now. I want to live here. I feel like leaving is going to be really hard.
That's Katie again. For all I know, she's still here. Peggy, an annual Jazz Fest visitor from South Florida, can't relocate, but she has done the next best thing.
We stayed for the 2 weekends. We bought a timeshare just for this at the Wyndham, so that we can come here every year and stay at the Wyndham for 12 days. And during the week, we rent a car and we just travel around to see what else there is to do.
And that really is what Jazz Fest, like New Orleans itself, is all about. It offers people a place for self-discovery, for new experiences. It focuses on what we do better here than probably any place else in the country. We live in the moment. Sure, there are new things at Jazz Fest. I took a selfie at the Samsung Galaxy tent this year. Who knew way back when that Jazz Fest would someday offer VIP seating, chilled white wine, and names like Springsteen and Clapton? But in the most important ways, Jazz Fest hasn't changed so much. There are familiar sights like the lines at the poster tent or the glass-blowing demonstrations. There are the familiar tastes like crawfish Monica or jambalaya. There are familiar sounds like the notes of a brass band or a Mardi Gras Indian chant. Ultimately, Jazz Fest is a great mix of the familiar and the new. Sham explains it this way.
So 40 years of doing anything is a long, long time. It has developed tremendously from what it was to where it's at now. More diversity, more avenues to express yourself. Every year we grow, we starting to build up our fan base, starting to meet new people, great people who just, appreciate you being here and loving their city, and I love it back.
Yep, feeling the love. That's one thing that hasn't changed at all, for us or for them. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.